Hours before the Eagles faced the Patriots yesterday, a football team in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, got ready for an emotional game of its own. The Mustangs, a team of local young people with special needs, wrapped up a season of camaraderie and fun. WHYY's Hemant Akande reports.
Ready for football?
Yeah.
All right. Who are we?
Mustangs.
All right, touch your toes.
Justin Gabor has started his Sunday mornings in fall the same way for the last 13 years, answering the calls of his football coach.
I really love football. It's kind of my thing.
Gabor is 18, and he's been a Mustang ever since the team was founded by Bob and Joan Wargo. Bob is a retired football coach, and Joan, a retired special education teacher. At the time, Bucks County already had other sports teams for children with special needs. But there was a growing interest in football and no one to lead the effort.
All they wanted was a chance to play football. There's soccer programs, there's baseball programs, but they just wanted to give them the chance to participate.
Joan Wargo says it also gives parents some time off.
There's not a whole lot of programs where the parents don't have to be with their child. They can walk, they can exercise, they can sit and talk to each other. Find out what other programs there are in the area, and it just gives them an hour and a half where they have a break.
Another key part of the program is the buddy system. Athletes from local high school teams are assigned to a Mustang. The buddies help their players stretch out, give them pointers during games, and make sure those who have difficulty getting around don't get hurt. They also amp their teammates up by calling them by the names of their favorite pro football players.
Michael Vick! Michael Vick! Michael Vick! Michael Vick!
The buddy system also gives participants like Gabor a chance to bond with the varsity players they admire outside of school.
The most coolest thing about in this football is that hanging with my buddy, John.
Bob Wargo says a couple of the buddies have gone on to teach special education. The program extends beyond football. There's a similar cheerleading component. While the players rotate through stations to test their tackling, punting, and throwing, cheerleaders with special needs and their buddies rally behind the boys.
Boom, dynamite. One, two. Mustang!
And though the flag football games are friendly, athletes like Gabor keep track of their progress.
Actually, I did pretty well. I mean, I got a touchdown today, and I got 20 yards, and I'm pretty proud of myself.
Justin's father is also proud and a little emotional to see his son live the typical life of a teenager.
I mean, you can see the smile on people's faces when they watch their kid score a touchdown or, you know, the things that came so easy to us.
Still, the end of the season means some buddies will graduate high school this summer and go on to do other things. For now, Gabor and his friends said goodbye like they do at the end of every scrimmage.
Team on three. Get in here, guys. Everybody in. Everybody in.
Team on three.
Hemant Akande, WHYY News.